Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Sorry it took a little long. The topic of this is wrong to tell me I have a mental health issue for asking a question and behavior. Now, I talked to a police officer recently about some issues with stalking and restraining order, and I also asked some questions about the allegations that these criminals have made up about voyeurism, et cetera. And he said, I had a mental health issue. I was schizophrenic. I was paranoid. And, you know, my first statement and thought when he said this is that he did not know me. And I just asked him a simple question. And I said, are you an expert on psychology or mental health? And he said, well, no, you're a paranoid schizophrenic. And I was like, well, I said, that's not fair for him to make that statement. I say, you probably are not an MFT, LCSW, PhD, a psychiatrist, someone who's an expert on mental health to make that assessment. You're an expert on criminal matters. And he said, well, to me, you sound paranoid. And I said, you don't know me. I just asked you a question on the phone. One question. Do you know my history? Do you know me personally? You just made that assessment. And I told him, I don't think that's fair. I just wanted to ask you and talk to you about something that was criminal. I did not need your input about my mental health. So we went back to talk about criminal matters, and we agreed with that, and that was this. I did speak to a PhD professional who was in psychology, and he agreed with me that nobody, even an expert in psychology, can make a pre-assessment of someone's mental health because they asked a question, or even their behavior. Their behavior because they asked a question or how they act could be caused by many reasons, so many reasons, not necessarily mental health, a mental health diagnosis. I mean, it could be physical, it could be environmental, it could be a lot of things. That's unfair. And whether they're wrong or right, the point is that a lot of times they're wrong, because if you don't know somebody and you're not an expert on mental health, you have no right to be making prejudgments or making a pre-diagnosis of someone, when especially you do not know them, or because they asked the question. It got to me to where I realized that a lot of people, particularly in established professions or public service, like lawyers and teachers or someone, who make those statements, or anybody, everyday life person, it's gotten to the point where people are just pre-diagnosing other people without having the expertise or the background or education to be able to do so, and they do not even know the person. The society has gotten crazier. I think we have to be careful when we pre-diagnose other people, I mean, or make a statement that you already know something when you're not an expert on it. That's not fair. Now, an expert on mental health would not make a pre-diagnosis of somebody from a statement. They will sit down with them, if they were a client, ask some questions about how they're feeling or stuff like that, and then they'll come to some kind of assessment. And again, nobody can even expert or not, is in any position to make some kind of prejudgment on somebody's mental health. Now, it got to me to wonder if there's a lot more crazy people. I won't say that. That's psychobabble, they say in the term psychology, meaning it's a judgment call that's negative and it's unfair. I will say it's just a mistake. I will say people who are suffering from some kind of mental dysfunction, I guess, in this society, perhaps as more and more people are suffering from it, maybe from the economy or so on. But assessment in terms of what's going on in society is maybe because of the economy, or maybe life is getting more tougher for some people, and I guess more people are probably having more dysfunction mentally. But for me to prejudge them and to make an assessment that they're schizophrenic, they are manic depressive, is not in my position to do so. Well, I do have a BA in psychology, and I studied the symptoms of schizophrenia and manic depression. I studied it. I feel I will never be in any position to pre-diagnose anybody or judge somebody if they come to me and they sounded really weird to me, and they, or even if they sounded unstable to me or whatsoever, because there's lots of reasons for why a person's acting the way they are. And when you pre-diagnose or prejudge somebody to be something without knowing all the facts, and you haven't sat down with them, and you're not an expert, especially, that prejudgment is more times than not wrong. I think it's a form of stereotyping. Could be a form of discrimination. Some cases, if someone does that, they could be put themselves in legal trouble. Because you don't want to be saying something that you or prejudging or pre-diagnosing about something about somebody when you don't know the evidence about their background. You don't even know them, or you haven't sat down with them. That's not fair. Get an expert on psychology, and then also, if the expert is able to sit down with that person and get to know all the facts, then they can make a more clearer distinction of what is true and what is not. And I will tell you that that should be the case, especially something that's happening right now. You know, the person is going through some trouble and acting funny mentally or sound something's not right. Could be lots of reasons. Maybe not physically well, and it's affecting them mentally, or maybe they're being harassed, a crime victim. Crime victims get affected mentally from harassment from stalkers and stuff, or something else. It has nothing to do with schizophrenia or some paranoia or something like that. So, you know, that's the assessment, but people do it anyway, and that creates more problems than solving them. If we are all keep our level heads and think clearly, a diagnosis of that magnitude, and in terms of schizophrenia, manic depression has to involve several symptoms, and it takes a thorough assessment of that person by an expert in psychology for them to make that to give that distinction. It is not possible for someone to be pre-diagnosed just from a phone call. It is unfair, because a lot of times, more times than not, the diagnosis is wrong. Now, you know, even if the person is right, it's just not fair, you know, because there's also second opinions. Because, you know, if there's an expert who is to say he has this diagnosis, you know, another expert could say another thing. But we're not talking about expertise here. We're talking about if someone makes a phone call or is complaining or acting a certain way, and a person has no idea what's wrong with them, and they just go ahead and make a diagnosis just by that, by a phone call or by talking to them directly, and they do not know that person, they have no thorough history of that person, especially recently, that's not fair. So we have to be careful. We don't want to put ourselves be sued or stereotyped or be accused of discrimination, because they do have laws on discrimination and disability. And one of them, you know, stereotyping somebody to be something that they're not is not a good thing. It's an idiot. Now, if I was to be told someone had a diagnosis and they had talked to an expert, she's like a PhD or an MFT or a psychiatrist, and it was a thorough assessment on them, then it's probably more likely that it could, that it's true. You know, I ain't going to say, oh yeah, oh he's talking really crazy. You sound something is wrong. You sound paranoid. You have paranoid schizophrenia. That's not fair. That's wrong. Be careful what you say, because if you're not an expert and you just make up your own opinion, sound like you're more likely to be an idiot, putting yourself in more conflict with other people than having a thorough conversation and thinking clearly about the actions of what you're doing. It happens a lot of times with people who are not an expert on some genre and they just make up their own opinion about it, like music, for instance. You know, like people say, oh, I can't sing or I can't write a song, and they haven't wrote a song in their life. Or, you know, I sing like rock music and maybe they just listen to jazz or country or whatever. They don't listen to hard rock or whatever. They listen to a song, you know, they probably just listen to a pop song or R&B song, you know. All they do is listen to Luther Vandross or Mariah Carey. That's all they listen to. Or they listen to some type of music, soft music. They don't listen to heavy metal music. So that's an idiot. That's not somebody who I would look at for judgment. I mean, if you compare AC/DC to Mariah Carey or Luther Vandross, you're out of your damn mind vocally. Because AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, it's pretty much one genre in a rock genre. Learn your education or get an education about a subject before you make an assessment. And this coincides with telling somebody they have a mental health issue for asking a question. You got to be damn wrong if you're going to say, you sound like, you know, from what you're telling me, you're schizophrenic, you're manic depression, and you don't have no expertise whatsoever. And especially if you you're in a public service position or a professional situation, you know, some lawyers have done this. Lawyers are expertise at law. They are not expertise at mental health. And teachers or whatever, that is wrong, because they're in a position of privilege and they're in a position of influence where they help people. And they may do this to other people. And that's not fair. That's what I will say today. If someone tells you have a mental health issue, realize that they have a problem and realize they're the ones who have a mental health issue because, one, they haven't sat down with you, they have not, they don't know anything about you, and two, they are not an expert. And if they are, they don't know everything about you. They are an idiot, and they're the ones who may have a mental health issue as far as a lack of thorough investigation and lack of education and learning how to deal with people and common sense. Good night from Dove Knight.